Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Questions for Couples Journal by Maggie Reyes is a guided relationship journal designed to help partners strengthen connection through conversation and reflection. Rather than presenting a step-by-step therapy program, it offers 400 prompts couples can answer aloud, write down, or use to inspire longer discussions. The core idea is simple. Better questions lead to better understanding, and better understanding supports a stronger partnership. The questions span light, playful topics as well as deeper themes such as values, memories, goals, and intimacy, making the book suitable for couples who want more fun and closeness without needing a heavy instructional tone. Its flexible format encourages couples to move at their own pace, choose questions in any order, and return to the journal over time. Positioned within relationship activity books, it functions as a practical tool for creating consistent moments of attention, curiosity, and emotional presence in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using questions as a practical tool for connection. The journal is built around a relationship-friendly premise. Connection grows when partners regularly ask each other thoughtful questions. Instead of assuming you already know everything about your partner, the prompts invite ongoing curiosity. This matters because many couples drift into efficiency mode, talking mainly about schedules, tasks, or logistics. A question-based practice interrupts that routine and creates a repeatable way to access emotional closeness. The book is not focused on diagnosing problems. It is focused on building conditions where warmth, attention, and enjoyment are more likely to happen. By offering a large bank of questions, it reduces the common friction of not knowing what to talk about, especially for couples who feel stuck in small talk. The method is also adaptable. Partners can answer briefly when tired, or expand when a question naturally opens a richer conversation over time. This supports a relationship culture where talking is normal, curiosity is welcomed, and connection is treated as something you actively create rather than passively hope for. Secondly, balancing fun prompts with deeper reflection. A distinctive feature of the journal format is its range. Some questions are light, helping couples bond through everyday preferences and share humor, while others encourage reflection about meaningful experiences, personal values, and relationship priorities. This balance is important because depth is easier when a couple also has playfulness. Starting with easier prompts can help partners warm up, especially if one person is less talkative or cautious about emotional discussions. As comfort grows, deeper questions can lead to stories, feelings, and insights that might not surface in normal conversation. The variety also supports different moods and seasons of life. On a relaxed evening, a couple might choose fun questions to laugh and reconnect. During a transitional time, they may gravitate toward questions about goals, hopes, or what support looks like. By mixing accessible and meaningful prompts, the book aims to make relationship building feel inviting rather than like an assignment, while still creating space for serious reflection when partners are ready. Thirdly, exploring shared memories and personal stories, many prompts encourage partners to revisit memories and trade personal stories. This is more than nostalgia. Remembering meaningful moments can reinforce a sense of shared identity, reminding couples that their relationship includes successes, tenderness, and growth. For newer couples, story-based questions accelerate learning about each other beyond surface facts. For long-term couples, the same style of questions can reveal details that were never discussed or can help partners experience familiar stories in a fresh way. A journal structure also supports revisiting. Couples can return to earlier answers, notice changes over time, and reflect on how their relationship has matured. In practice, memory and story questions tend to produce richer conversation because they invite specificity. Instead of abstract talk about what someone values, a story shows how that value was formed and how it appears in real life. This can increase empathy and reduce assumptions because partners get a clearer view of each other's background, motivations, and emotional landscape. Fourthly, creating a safe pace and low-pressure communication habit. The book emphasizes flexibility. Couples can answer questions in any order and use the journal whenever it fits their lives. That low-pressure design supports consistency, which is often the missing ingredient in communication improvement. Many couples want deeper conversations but avoid them because they feel high stakes or time-consuming. A question journal lowers the barrier to entry. Partners can do one prompt in 10 minutes or spend an hour if the conversation is flowing. The format also supports different communication styles. Some people express themselves more clearly in writing, others prefer talking. A journal accommodates both and can help partners listen more carefully because each question defines a topic and invites attention. The prompts can also reduce defensiveness compared to direct problem discussions, since the goal is exploration rather than winning an argument. Over time, repeating this kind of structured curiosity can build trust, making it easier to handle difficult topics outside the journal because the couple has practiced listening and sharing in a calmer context. Lastly, discussing intimacy, needs, and future goals with clarity. Among the topics covered are questions that touch on intimacy, relationship goals, and what each partner needs to feel loved and supported. This matters because couples often assume alignment without checking, or they avoid these conversations until tension builds. Prompted discussion can make these subjects more approachable by giving partners a starting point and a shared structure. Instead of vague statements, partners can clarify preferences, boundaries, and hopes in a way that feels collaborative. The journal also supports dreaming and planning together. Questions about the future can reveal whether partners share similar visions for lifestyle, priorities, and growth. And they can help couples negotiate differences early, rather than letting them become silent resentments. Intimacy-related prompts, when handled with kindness and consent, can increase emotional closeness by helping partners articulate what makes them feel desired, safe, and connected. Overall, the journal uses questions to turn sensitive themes into conversations that are more intentional, respectful, and constructive. In conclusion, Questions for Couples Journal is best suited for partners who want a practical, approachable way to talk more and connect more deeply, whether they are newly dating, long distance, or years into marriage. It is also a strong fit for couples who feel like daily life is crowded out meaningful conversation, and for pairs where one partner is less naturally expressive and benefits from structured prompts. The primary benefit is not information, but experience repeated moments of attention, discovery, and emotional presence. By moving through a wide range of topics, couples can refresh friendship, surface unspoken preferences, and build a clearer picture of each other's inner worlds. The journal format also creates a record couples can revisit, which can reinforce progress and highlight how people and relationships evolve. Compared with many relationship books that focus on theory or prescribe a specific program, this book stands out for its immediacy and flexibility. It can be opened anywhere, used in small increments, and tailored to the couple's current needs. In a crowded category of advice-driven titles, its value lies in turning connection into a simple, repeatable practice: ask, listen, reflect, and keep learning each other. If you would like to support Maggie Reyes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.